Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For a look now at how bin Laden's death will affect U.S. policy, we turn at this moment to Juliette Kayyem, former Assistant Secretary at the Department of Homeland Security. She was the Homeland Security Advisor for the state of Massachusetts between 2007 and 2009. Good morning, Juliette, and thanks a lot for joining Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Let's pick up the conversation right where we left off with Congressman Capuano. What about the threat of terror attacks on the U.S.? Has the threat been increased with the death of bin Laden?
I think absolutely, for just very obvious reasons, you don't have to be a terrorism expert, is that what we've seen in the last couple of years has been not sort of bin Laden-directed big events like September 11th, but these copycat radicalized men who will, you know, either in Detroit or Times Square, who are sort of acting alone. And so I think I know the big concern right now within the government is going to be whether his death is just going to speed up that radicalization and people who are radicalized then turn to doing something as just sort of a, you know, to say, look, we're still relevant, we're still around. So while I understand the sort of increased security at airports and train stations, what the government is also looking at is the sort of soft targets, the places where someone just leaves a car in the middle of Times Square. And that's, you know, those are harder to find. There's, you know, we have a very open democracy. And so the greater vigilance that you're hearing on the federal government side and then their discussions with state and locals is going to be focused on that as well. So you'll see the more traditional sort of, you know, airplane and airport and Amtrak security, and then stuff that you won't see is going to be just the greater vigilance on the ground, you know, the sort of hometown vigilance that we're always asking for.
And what about Al-Qaeda itself? Though bin Laden is dead, the head may be cut off, but the body's still alive, and he had plenty of lieutenants.
That's exactly right, and that's a great way to think about it. The way I think about what happened last night, and do not want to minimize the great news about this and how incredible it is that the administration achieved this, that we should really look at it as the end of a series of books, like the Twilight Saga, unfortunately, and that now we're heading into a different book, so to speak, that's going to look very different. And so when you look at what's going on in the world, most of the attacks, if you look at Morocco just last week, not a well-played story, but a terrorist attack affiliated with Al-Qaeda. You look at Germany, which had an attack almost thwarted. You look at Yemen. There is just a tremendous amount of activity that is not tied to bin Laden, and we know that intellectually, but we have to, you know, sort of also embrace the fact that this is the end of just one part of what it is that we're facing.
What's this mean for the U.S. war in Afghanistan and our fight against the Taliban? Anything, or do we continue on?
I think it's going to mean continue on. I mean, I've been hearing people all morning talk about how probably in the next couple weeks we're going to look at both our policies, certainly in Afghanistan, our relationship with Pakistan and other nations. I think the real story now is going to be Yemen. I think that if you look at the story about Al-Qaeda and what is going on in terms of the threats to U.S. interests, U.S. allies, and then, of course, the homeland, Pakistan was relevant because that's where bin Laden is, but really what's relevant in terms of radicalization and in terms of what seems like an infrastructure that is alive and well in terms of Al-Qaeda, it's in Yemen. So that all the activity with the Arab Spring that's going on in Yemen is of high relevance to us. And just turning to the Middle East just very quickly, I think when something happens, you have now an opportunity to look back and say, isn't that interesting? Now that makes sense. Bin Laden's silence over the last couple weeks with a couple months with the Arab Spring, a lot of us thought, well, that was because he doesn't really know what to say. It may be that at this stage, activities and all the things going on in the Middle East just passed him by. So we are now looking at a very different dynamic in terms of how his death will play in the Middle East. Before the Arab Spring, Al-Qaeda may have been able to use it to buttress ill will towards Arab leaders. I think history and these revolutions have sort of passed them by.
Juliette, Juliet Kim, I'm going to end it right there. We're having a little trouble with your cell phone. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Juliet Kim, the former assistant secretary at the Department of Homeland Security. She was the Homeland Security Advisor for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts between 2007 and 2009. The time is 8:29.